Newsbreak podcast.
As SNPS, we want to play a part in helping others to live their lives, because a lot of people are suffering because they need blood, and we have very few people who are blood donors. So we are encouraging communities and everyone to come through and donate blood. Over and above, we're asking people to bring their friends when they come to donate. It could be friends or family or anyone. Just bring somebody. Bring a party to donate blood so that you can have a lot of people donating blood this Human Rights Day.
In terms of the blood stocks across the country at the moment, what can you tell me about it?
The blood stocks are about 3.7 days, which is less than our target, because we want to have about 5 days blood stocks every day. But currently we're sitting at about 3.7. So it's not very healthy. That's why we're encouraging everyone to come through, everyone who's healthy and live a healthy lifestyle, to come through and donate blood. Platelets, it differs with the components of blood. Like platelets don't have a long shelf life. They have a shorter shelf life. Blood cannot be stored for quite a long period of time. That's why we need people to donate blood regularly. And again, because of the demands from the hospital, accidents, mothers giving birth, cancer patients and other ailments. So there is a regular need of blood. So we will need to donate regularly.
Post the COVID-19 lockdown, there were not many people coming into donation clinics or donation sites to give blood. How would you describe it now as compared to then?
Yeah, obviously during the COVID period, the strict COVID restrictions period, few people were coming through to donate blood because of obvious reasons. The shopping centers were closed, people were not going there regularly. But ever since, things have improved. We're getting a lot of people coming through to our donor centers and our mobile blood drives, which has shown some improvement compared to the time during the lockdown.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.